course. Cross Counter has won the Melbourne Cup from Marbello, a Prince of Aaron Finch.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And that was, of course, Cross Counter winning under Kieran McAvoy in the Melbourne Cup last spring.
Yes, absolutely. Now, just before we go to Kieran McAvoy, who's on the line, hey, Jimmy, if you can't remember your bets, it might be time to stop punting or hire an accountant. Cheers, EJ. I usually write them down, EJ, because I've got a memory like a sieve.
You're questioning this bet, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you'll produce something that confirms it.
Oh, well, as soon as I... No, you produce the carton. That's all
I need to do. Didn't you? Well, you're backing away there.
I was trying to think what I could produce.
Nothing. What about something a little bit of clip?
Word, I'm sure your bond.
Hamish has probably clipped it up on air. Panel operator Hamish.
We might have to go to the videotape.
I know he's
so
on your team. So.
Come on. I'll tell you what, I wish I was on Kieran McAvoy's team. He's had a terrific season. We just heard from Cross Counter early, and he also won, of course, to Stradbroke yesterday on trekking. Number of Group 1s. The Everest, second year in a row, Red Zell, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Kieran, good morning, and congratulations on, well, what has been a tremendous season for you.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It was a fantastic day there yesterday, and pretty lucky to be getting on some great horses in these big events, and it was pretty pleasing there yesterday to be able to get another big win in the blue colours for Sheikh Mohammed and Godolphin.
Yeah, just before we get it, felt like we were going through This Is Your Life there, Kieran, the way Ray was introducing you. But anyway, we'll get to that very shortly. Just on Prince Fahwaz, the ride there and the weaving your way through the field. What was going through your mind at that point, at about the 200, the 250, when you thought there was no guarantee you were going to get that run?
No, well, it was a bit of luck. I was in a position at 700 where I had a sort of a split second where I was nearly going to opt to try and push Kubrick out of the way, and then that sort of opportunity closed, the window closed, and I had to then sort of sit, suffer, and be patient, and the run in the end sort of, it opened up in front of me when Kubrick went a little bit to the left, and the run was right there. And soon after, exactly what the horse was able to do. He's a really promising colt that's gone to a new level this time. So there's no reason to think why he can't improve that bit more and strengthen into next preparation. So he's gonna have great fun with him in the next prep. It'll be great to see where he could end up in terms of trip wise and there's a lot of thinking to be done with connections over the next few months before the spring.
Yeah, no, he's highly talented, as is trekking too, Kieran. This horse has really made that quantum leap this prep, and he's a genuine Group 1 horse, and he showed that in the Stradbroke.
Yeah, it was great to get that win for him. He's a little horse and I've had a good run with, and James has mapped out a couple of really fruitful preparations for him, and as you said, Ray, he's really improved. I was really taken with his win in the Hallmark at the start of this prep, and it sort of showed to me that he's improved again, and that was proved right there yesterday. It was, you know, he got in with that nice handicap weight back to after running a slashing race in the weight for age. He got in with a 54 on his back in the Stradbroke, and you know, went there quietly confident he's going to be very hard to beat, and we ended up getting a nice run, and James was happy leading into the race. He'd had that run on Warwick on Eagle Farm in the previous race, yeah. and then he'd had a gallop on the track, so he'd been around there and was a bit more acclimatised to the footing underneath, and he was able to show his best there yesterday, and it was a great day for the Cummingses, and I'm sure that Bart would be pretty happy. Would have looked down with a wry smile as he used to do. On the way it unfolded there yesterday for the Cummings family.
Yeah, he would have said something quick-witted as well too,
yeah,
wouldn't he,
sure.
Bart? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kieran, based on your success that we were talking about earlier, and it's for all different trainers, what is the strength of James Cummings? When you look at him, he's done... I know he's got, you know, there's no issue with resources, et cetera, and we understand that, but you've got to get the job first, and that's part of the deal. What's his greatest strength as a trainer?
I think he's very measured. He's got a great approach to it all. He's willing to learn, and he's willing to keep learning. And you know, he's a student of the game. He's always openly chatting about horses left, right, and centre, whether it's a maiden or whether it's a class six horse or whether it's a group horse. And you know, I think patience plays a big part when you got a team that size, and he's got a good team around him. So, you know, I was always quietly confident that, James was, going to handle the, pressure of the job, and, I think that's showing. And, you know, he's done a fantastic job going from strength to strength, and, you know, patience and all those attributes that he's shown has helped him get to where he is.
Mm. Yeah, that's for sure. Kieran, obviously a fantastic day for you yesterday, and overall Stradbroke Day is always one of the great race days, but it was marred obviously by an incident in the Queensland Derby. A good friend of ours, Corey Brown, was hurt. He remains in hospital overnight. And this is a difficult question for you to answer, I know, but after a race like that, when the jockeys go back into the jockeys' room, and I know you have to be professional and get on with the job, but your thought processes, you know, one of your colleagues has been badly hurt. Does much get said in the jockeys' room?
Well, all the boys and girls were asking around as to what was unfolding on the track after that. And I think when you're still competing, we got the news that he was A, he was conscious, B, he was moving his limbs, and then the next bit of news come through that there was a bit of pain in his lower back. Now, you know, you tick off those first 2 points, A and B, and then I think when you're still competing, you're sort of okay. You know, he's up, he's moving, he's conscious, and then you put it to the back of your mind until at the end of the day, and then, you know, we were trying to get some news on what was unfolding there last night, and it is difficult. Obviously, Brownie's really well liked amongst the boys and the jockey team, and you know, we can only pray for him that he can come out and get back to full health. So fingers crossed for him now, him and his family, Kylie and the girls.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, well, actually, there is some relatively good news overnight, and it'll be a bit of a recovery period for Corey, but he will be all right in the long run. Hey, yeah. Kieran, I know you're on the Warriors like me in the NBA final series, but the Raptors, they seized the initiative yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't even see any of it. I actually asked Jill Murphy for a sport update. He works for Sky there during the day yesterday, and yeah, I was expecting big things from the Warriors yesterday. They're in trouble now. They might be pushing a wheelbarrow up a steep hill, I think, with obviously injuries haven't helped, but I'm going to be tuning in. When's the next game? Is it Monday?
Tuesday morning, yeah, in Toronto.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah. I think Kevin Durant's back for that one too.
So, is he? Right. Yeah.
Who's your team? Is it the Warriors, the team?
I just follow the NBA as such. It's been a great season to watch. I must admit, I thought the Warriors would be a bit stronger than what they are at the pointy end of the season. But, Tuesday's going to be great viewing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, by the way, do you get yourself a day off today? You're heading out to the SCG to watch the Swannies go around?
No, we've got a few things on. We're actually going to go to the movies this morning and get a couple of jobs done. I might be able to just tune in on the TV and watch a bit of the Swannies later on the server.
Yeah, you're not taking the better half to Bohemian Rhapsody or anything like that, are you?
No, taking the kids. I think we're going to watch Secret Life of Pets or something. So it should be
Father of the Year, mate. Father of the Year.
Yeah, no phones in the movie. That's your challenge, all
and
right?
You can't fall asleep either.
All right.
Got to check up on a few things.
Dad, what about when this happened? That was good. That was great.
You completely missed it.
Lucky there's not an NBA going on.
Very good. Well done yesterday, Kieran. Congratulations on those wins. And as always, very good with your time for our program. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.